It's 9 minutes past six. Now, Afghanistan is a nightmare. The country has descended into chaos as the Americans, Australians and Brits withdraw. The Taliban is taking it back by force, and they have decimated the struggling Afghan army. And this is going to make your blood boil. Thousands of Taliban soldiers are former prisoners who were released after pressure from the United States of America. Retired Major Stuart McCarthy says it's likely that at least one of the new Taliban soldiers is the bloke who murdered three Australian diggers. Stuart McCarthy, the retired Army Major, joins us on the line right now. Good morning to you, sir.
G'day, Ben. Good to be talking to you again.
Thank you for talking to us. So the US agreed to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners last year. This was a so-called peace deal. Now they're back in the Taliban ranks.
Well, a lot of them certainly are, Ben. And this is what's pretty infuriating about the situation in Afghanistan. This deal was struck between the US government and the Taliban. The Taliban pressured the US to agree to this prisoner release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners. And they then basically they forced the Afghan government's hand to then start negotiating with the Taliban. Now, as we know, the Taliban is a terrorist organisation. So the Afghan government was pressured into this prisoner release, and many of these people are literally back out on the battlefield. And as you mentioned, one of the individuals at least who was part of that prisoner release, a fellow by the name of Hekmatullah, murdered three Australian soldiers back in 2012.
Yeah, he was pretending to be on our side and then he turned his guns on three Australian soldiers while they were playing cards. Chances are Hekmatullah's one of them. He's out there again, free man and fighting.
That's right. It's pretty likely he's out there in the mix. We don't know that for certain, but it's pretty likely. But the other thing is, I know you've been red hot on this situation affecting our interpreters. You spoke to Jace Gaines yesterday. There was another very similar green on blue attack, insider attack when I was in Afghanistan in 2011. Again, there were three Australian soldiers were killed in that one, but one of our interpreters was also killed, and at least another one of our interpreters was wounded. So this is something that's affected our interpreters as well. Our interpreters are now desperate for our help. They need us to get back in there and evacuate them out of the country. Yet our government is carrying on about our interpreters being a security risk when it's these Taliban prisoners that have been released back out in circulation on the battlefield that are part of a terrorist organisation that are now, again, taking the fight back up to the Afghan government. The whole situation is just ridiculous, and the hypocrisy of our own government is just staggering.
The former Army Captain Jason Skains, who you just referenced, he made a good point yesterday because he said, look, these Afghan interpreters, they passed the character test when we needed them, and now when they need our help, apparently they don't.
You're exactly right, and the big part of our frustration, Ben, is that Jason's been working on this for years. Something like 7 years. He's got a list of more than 250 people, most of them interpreters in southern Afghanistan. He's been fighting for years with plans in place about how to get these people out. Yet our own government won't even talk to us. It's just ridiculous.
Good on you for using your voice. I know that you are speaking up and many other soldiers are doing the same, and we will continue to make sure that we shine a spotlight on this issue because we just can't go leaving people behind who risk their lives to help us. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Ben. Good to talk to you again.
No worries. Retired Army Major Stuart McCarthy. And I'll read out that message again that Jason Skains received from an interpreter. Last night in our village, the Taliban killed 8 people. They brought them out of their homes. They killed them like animals. Please, sir, find a solution for us. And he makes a very relevant point. We gave them the security clearances when we needed their help. Now they need our help. Apparently there's a big question mark as to whether or not they deserve that security clearance, whether they can be trusted. Well, if we were trusting them when we needed them, then we should be trusting them now. If there are others who don't pass the character test, then fair enough. Then block them from coming to Australia.